Hello and welcome to Planet Homemaking Podcast. I'm your host Epifanio and this is episode 130th. If you've been following the podcast, you can skip the first 5 minutes because I gotta welcome the new people. If you're new to the podcast, you want to go to jorn.tv, that's J-O-U-R-N.tv, because I always have all the links in the description and the charts and videos and PDFs and, you know, all the stuff that, so you can follow us along with the podcast. Then on the bottom nav of the app or the website, there are five links, but one is the home link. And the first one is the about link, and that's going to be updated pretty soon when I start getting more guests, and we're working and we're going to start getting guests, and we're going to continue with our Gene Key study every day, and then one day it's going to be like a guest, and then there's no going to be Gene Keys on that day because it's going to take the whole episode, and it's going to be like that, you know, because I figure out that it's more efficient if I just stick to a subject per podcast, and so I had to make a decision, you know, just stick to the Gene Keys or do a bunch of things, but I'll talk about that in a second. Let me just continue my welcome here. You want to learn more about what Planet Homemaking is, click on the about link. That leads you to the first podcast where I explain it's all about love. The whole thing is about love. This is the love is the answer to everything. And I'm not talking about phony unicorns and rainbows bullshit huggy-dubby love. I mean, I love hugs. I mean, I'm not telling me. But what I'm really talking is about truth. I'm talking about genuinely caring for one another, for the planet, for life itself. And to have the courage and the backbone to stand up and speak the truth and stand your ground. That's what I'm talking about. So that's what Planet Homemaking is, and right now, we're going to get to all the beautiful stuff, and right now, the most important thing is to clean the house and speak the truth and reveal. This is the revelation time. This is the apocalypse. This is the time of the revelation of everything. It's all going to be, it's all being revealed, that's how people wake up, and the most important thing, there's tons of things going on, but what this Planet Homemaking is going to really focus on is our spiritual development, because that's the most important thing right now. In order for us to ride this storm, we need to have a strong connection with God. It doesn't matter what religion you are or what spiritual tradition you do. I talk about it. I'm not a teacher. I believe nobody can teach you about God. I'm just a tour guide. I show you a system that I use that helps me, and it's called the Gene Keys. And we go over it, and it's just a way for you to strengthen your prayers. And you pray to Jesus, you pray to Buddha, you pray to, it doesn't matter. You pray to the universe, nature, your higher self. It doesn't matter. You know, it's all the same thing. You just have different names. And you know, you think different, that's fine, you know. You're right. It doesn't matter, you know. Listen to yourself. And this is the one thing I talk about always in this podcast. Truth is personal experience. Nobody knows what you need except God. So if you strengthen your connection with God, you will have your inner intuition and your guidance, and you'll be able to navigate all that's going on and that it's about to hit. There's a link in the nav called Resources. There's a couple of series of podcasts that I recorded about. It's a commentaries and a couple of videos. One is of an ex-KGB agent that explains what is subversion and how countries subvert each other. It's called The Art of Subversion. I did five or six podcasts and a commentary on this video. You can just look at podcast, the first one on the series. I think it's episode number two, part number one of the series, Art of Subversion. And there's a video, and you can just watch the video of the person. You can listen to the podcast where I actually go there's the whole transcript of the whole thing, and I go over it and I comment on it. There's another one series called The Economic Coup d'Etat, and this is another commentary on a brilliant economist, Catherine Austin Fitts, and she explains the connection between the vaccines and cryptocurrencies. and the economic reset, worldwide economic reset. And don't worry about all this crap. The old power structure is collapsing. We are creating a complete, we've abandoned that ship. We're going into a complete, we're creating a completely new reality here. And that's what Planet Homemaking is all about. There's also the news link at the bottom and on the chat. And the news leads to our Telegram channel. And there is just so much stuff, so much news every day. It's just crazy. I can't possibly talk about it every day. I will talk about it. If there's something really, really relevant, I will just mention it and just really send you there and maybe give you some links on the description. But I'm really just sign up to our Telegram channel, a news channel, and you're gonna, I do my best to always get you the most sober, most objective stuff. And still it isn't truth. Nothing is truth. The only truth is your personal experience. What I give you is data. Data for you to do your own research. We cannot believe anyone anymore. Yes, and I tell you this all the time. I say this in every podcast. I listen to everything. I listen to really crazy stuff. But I don't believe anything. I take it in. I weigh it against my intuition. I have my own prayers, my connection, that's my guidance. And then I do my research, objective, logical, unemotional, following the money, follow the money, because that's the one thing that's really, really solid in this reality. People are really good accountants. So if you can follow these money tracks, that money laundering through foundations, certain organizations, you can connect politicians, and everything is connected through the money trails, receipts. Follow the money and get your own knowledge about stuff. There's tons of rabbit holes. So news channel, tons of news every day, and you can pass them around. It's very easy just to push a button, send them on a text, put them on Facebook if you can, Twitter, if you can get away with that one, or maybe send it through a DM, because now everything is censored. The mainstream media is absolutely censored. There is no, they're gaslighting 100%. And it's like, it's all bullshit or twists and spins. The alternative media is riddled with disinformators and infiltrators and just chills. It's a wild west, because there's also amazing, real, beautiful content there. So you definitely have to go there for good rabbit holes, for good nuggets that you can research yourself. But don't believe anything anymore. And then everybody that you know, they'll tell you something from either of those two sources. So you have to do your research right now, and you have to establish a solid connection with your creator, with Jesus, with God, with the universe, with whatever you want to call it, right? That's your guidance through this storm, this solid, direct communication, direct foundation, strong, with grounded spine, open heart. And that'll guide you through everything. The chat links to we have another chat on Telegram. And maybe even at some point we might need to jump ship and get out of Telegram, right? We got a Gab account, and I'm going to put that in the About page. Because we do have a Gab account, and I love Gab. But they just need to up their tech game a little bit more. But they're really super. They're totally patriot people. I love Gab. But Telegram is really easy to use. That's why we've been doing Telegram. So there's a chat on Telegram, and every day we have a new episode released at 9 a.m. That's Monday through Sunday. New episodes every day, Monday through Sunday at 9 a.m. And then we go straight into the chat from 9 to 10 a.m. I'm there at some other times, but I'm always there from 9 to 10 a.m. So if you want to talk with me, you got any questions about the jinkies, about anything else, you just want to chat, you want to say hi, you get any feedback, is there something that you'd like me to talk about in the chat, that in the podcast, come over to the chat and say hi, join the chat and say hi to the people. And I'm there every day from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. So that's kind of like the welcome. And then There's really today, there's really not that many, I mean, there's tons of stuff, but it's just basically the basic thing that we have to pray day and night right now is that the truth comes out of the election audits that are happening right now in Maricopa County. It's supposed to come out really the whole thing, really be middle August, right? They say it's going to be a hot summer. All of this stuff with McAfee, yesterday we talked about the McAfee Telegram channel. We don't know if it's a LARP. Again, do your own research. But we'll see if something happens tomorrow, because it said 2 days. So we'll find out. It might be a bunch of crap. And then there's the Chinese spy. There's the terabytes of McAfee, like I said. And then there's all these phones that have been revealed that they were tapped by all these politicians, and most of them were Democrats, and Edward Snowden talked about that. Not that I really follow Edward Snowden, because I know he's part of the whole thing. It's a mess. It's a soup of creeps everywhere. But you got to take everything with a grain of salt and do your own research. So praying for the election audits, for the truth to come out, Georgia, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania. And now they're doing it in Texas. They don't even need it because Texas is already red. But they want to find out what's the truth. And so you see the show of Biden here at the CNN thing. And it was just like 100 people in the front, And the whole thing was empty on the back. There's videos and pictures on the Telegram news channel. You can see that for yourself. This is a joke. These people, this person, this puppet, it's a plant. And this is not the real president that people chose. People chose Donald Trump for president of the United States in 2020. And we're going to uncover that because that's it's coming out all through the election audit. I have tons of news about the election audit. You do your own research and look it for yourself. Well, the thing, very important thing is joint class action lawsuits. This is it. Take action. Joint class action lawsuits. This is the one from Trump against the big media for censorship. If we can get that through really and win that one, and I think we can because there's a massive amount of people that have been. It's nasty. We'll get back, our place in Facebook and Twitter and all that stuff, YouTube. I don't even care about these fuckers anymore. God bless them, but it's like they have no shame. Anyway, there's the Dr. Simone Gold against the vaccines and frontline doctors. These are beautiful people, incredible warriors that they have all been deplatformed. But they are standing for our children and for people for all this. We don't need this. This vaccine is not a vaccine. There's a podcast where he says what's in the vaccines that Dr. Tenpenny, osteopathic doctor, which is like holistic. It's a whole body doctor. It understands connections of everything. They're not specialized, this type of doctors. She explains the actual DNA science in the vaccines. It's not a vaccine. This thing is a jab. It's an injection of gene mutation modification. It's horrifying. So that's the other class action lawsuit. And then there's the Mike Lindell one, which he's offering $5 million right now for anyone who can debunk his data on the Leonardo satellites of Italy hacking through the Dominion system of the voting system. If you know the truth, you can make $5 million. So this is beautiful, and you can check that out also on the news. And just this time, it's time to step up. But most important is our spiritual connection. So we're going to dive into the gene keys right now. If you don't know what the gene keys are, there's tons of links in the description. You can learn more about what it is. But just out of the bat, the gene keys are not a religion. They have no dogma. It's just a compass. It's just a map. It's a tool. And it works for everything. And the most beautiful thing about the gene keys is that they don't tell you anything. We're past beyond that time where you gotta hear what God is and how are you supposed to do things. We're done. We're over that hump. It's gone. It went down with the mainstream media. The relationship you have to have a direct connection, direct relationship, direct conversation with God right now. There's no other way. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't worship in your church with your people, because, you know, where two or more are gathered in my name, I am there. That is beautiful. Absolutely. Yeah. Your church and your community, it's the most beautiful thing. I'm talking about the fucking Vatican and you know. I mean, I love Christian people because they have incredible amount of faith and they're really spiritual, beautiful people. But the Vatican and the whole organized religion worldwide is Satan. You want to hear it in your words? It is Satan, okay? And you do your own research, because I'm not going to get into that. But that's for an episode in itself. You know, the Vatican is Satan. the Pope and the whole thing. These people rape children for their own fucking Luciferian ritual things. And there is a reason for that. I'm going to make a whole podcast on that thing, because they have a belief. They have a very specific understanding in their religion of why they do it. And normal people like us can't fucking possibly understand it. But there is a reason. And it's a sick, twisted reason. And I'm going to be talking about that at some point. That's going to be an awful thing. I've been putting that aside because it's really horrible. But anyway, we have to be strong and we have to speak truth. And we have to have our open heart. And this all this shit needs to be exposed. The times of being politically correct and you know, all nice. I mean, that doesn't mean we're not loving, but all like maintaining all the don't rock the boat. Those times are over. You have to say it like it is. So this is why I love the Jinkies, because it doesn't tell you anything. We're done. Nobody knows what you really need. We go to teachers and gurus and personal development trainers and all this stuff. And they can't give us a perfect suit that solves our problems, because nobody knows, because nobody's inside of you. Nobody has lived your life. Nobody knows what problems you have. How do you engage in life? You know, it's like some people say, it's so easy. You can just do this. And you're like, but it's fucking hard for me. Can't you see it? I hear you. I understand your words, but I just can't get it done. And there's everybody's got different layers of challenge. And this is what I really love the Jinkies, because what it really is just a map for that maps different aspects of our psyche, of our electromagnetic field, of our life path, right? Of our journey where we have lost our power. Experiences that we've had where we have had that we weren't able to process the experience properly, where we didn't understand the lesson, and instead of that, it overwhelmed us, and we splintered, and the knowledge, because God always, we ask for everything, and God always gives us seeds. God doesn't give us a tree; He tells us, "Here's the seed. You go plant it, and learn and grow." As the tree grows, you grow, you tend it, and now at the end you have a tree and you have a journey, and it's beautiful. If God just gives you the tree, then there's another tree, you know, like it doesn't mean anything because you didn't tend it, right? So we had that experience, comes in a seed, it fucks us up because we don't get it, and then we splinter and that thing goes into the unconscious, and it's what's called a shadow, and And those things start running the show from behind the scenes, and it makes a mess in our life. But basically what it is, it's just a blockage in our energy field. It's just a blockage in our ability to receive divine guidance, intuition. So when we unblock those blockages, then we start listening to God clearly. And then I will start downloading our purpose and our genius. And then we open up further and then we can give that into the world. And this is how we make a home out of this planet, with the unique genius of every human being. So that's why I'm focusing, and I'm going to be focusing on this from now on, just straight on into the Gene Keys, because I haven't found a better tool. I've been working on this for years, and I still don't know anything, but I love it. And what I mean by that, don't know anything, is that I know myself and I know what I have found out of my own mapping. I've been mapping this thing and know it has helped me. But I don't know what it's going to do for you, because it's all about your own contemplation. Looking at the map, you have these circles, right? We're looking right now. I have a map in jorn.tv, right? You go to the page and click on the actual, because you'll go to the front page and then you click on the actual link and it'll take you to the page and you can see the map. We're looking at the map of John F. Kennedy because I need a map so I can talk about it. But you want to be looking at your map, and there's a link, the very first link on the Gene Keys section. It says, click here to get your own free personalized hologenetic profile. This is the name of the map of the Gene Keys. It's called the hologenetic profile. So you want to download your map. You want to pause the thing right now, the podcast, and download your map so you can actually look at this thing. It's going to be different numbers. It's going to be... But the setting of the circles is going to be the same. This spheres, right? Of every one of these circles, it's an aspect of our life where we have lost our power. And so we look at the gene key, and so everybody has a different configuration of gene keys. And the gene keys are based on the I Ching, the Book of Changes. And these sages, thousands of years ago, they mapped the 64 basic archetypes of human behavior. So if you're very advanced, if you're in another level and you're not, you pass this stage, what you want to do is look at all the 64 gene keys. This is kind of like parenthesis, right? In brackets, right? And just go, done that one. Just like a shopping list. That one, got it. And then look at the one, find the one or the ones that you don't own and don't master and haven't experienced yet. Oh, I don't know that one. And then you focus on that one and call forth that experience to manifest so you can own it. Because it's about understanding the full picture, right? So that was parenthesis. That's for advanced people. But for most of us, we want to look at this map because it tackles only 11 aspects, right? And it tackles only, it gives you these aspects. It's so broad that this is just, I'm just talking about the surface of the iceberg here. It's fantastic. But you look at these numbers. And there's a number that's the gene key, and then there's another number, dot something, that's the line of the hexagram on the I Ching, right? We've looked at life work, we'd look at the evolution, and today we're looking at the radiance. We've been looking at the radiance for the past week or so. We looked at what the radiance means. This is your electromagnetic field. This is how you receive information directly from God. This is what keeps you healthy, the radiance. Like, for example, the evolution is your main challenge in life. Right? The life's work is what you're here to do. How are you here to give your love into the world? The radiance is what's going to keep you healthy. And and then you have these lines. You got, like, for example, on the sides, you have line 5, impact, right? And you see that this is Gene Key 37.5. That's line 5. It means that John F. Kennedy on the radiance has a line 5. And you see their programming partners. There's another chart on the bottom of the page that connects these programming partners. The life's work and the evolution, they're two programming partners. And the radiance and the purpose are two programming partners. Programming partners means then in the I Ching wheel, they're opposites to each other. And they're like a double whammy. Like, for example, the in the shadow, it will create a double conflict. One thing leads to another like a cycle. Like, for example, if you were looking at the life's work of John F. Kennedy, you got the shadows here at the bottom of the lines. You got the line 3. In this case, he has a 3 on the life's work and the evolution. And then you got the shadow, gift, and city. Shadow of indifference and shadow of inertia on the evolution. So inertia leads to indifference leads to inertia, inertia leads to indifference in an endless cycle of bullshit. But once you race it to the gift, determination leads to versatility leads to determination, and it builds and builds and builds and strengthens you. But the same thing happens here on the radiance and the purpose. When in this case he has weakness and he has exhaustion, right? So weakness leads to exhaustion leads to weakness, and then at some point you're just a blob on the sidewalk. You can't function. And I'm just talking about his his jinkies, right? But you want to be looking at your jinkies, and they're going to have the keywords on the side. So it's moving. We've talked about the shadow. We talked about the city. I mean, the gift. And we talked about the city. We talked about the sphere of radiance. We've been talking about lines 1, 2, 3, and 4. And today we're going to be talking about line 5, which happens to be exactly what John F. Kennedy has here. So the gift is a quality. Once you have the knowledge of that seed of knowledge of experience and bring it out of the shadows and you own it and embrace it, which is pretty much just accepting the love that God gave you in that experience instead of rejecting it and saying, no, it's your fault, mom. It's your fault, dad. You're an asshole or your boss or this fucking experience that happened when I was like, you know, a million years ago or, you know, when I was a kid. And you keep pointing fingers, right? And instead of doing that, you look at it and say, what was the lesson here? What was the love of God? What was God showing me? Because it's always about change. It's the book of changes, right? How do I change? How do I transform because of this experience? How do I become greater? And then that's the love, right? You got to contemplate all this stuff by yourself because there's nobody knows what you need. Nobody can tell you what you need, but God can. And contemplation is the way to go. You can put on the search on the podcast, contemplation. And there's several podcasts where I've been talking about contemplation and give you more ideas about what contemplation is. Just look at Wikipedia. What is contemplation? Get a Buddhist book on contemplation. You know, we're on the you know, search age. Any term you want to know, look it up. Like these keywords, right? We got weakness, equality, and tenderness. Look it up in the dictionary. Look it up in the I Ching. What is number 30, hexagram 37? And what I'm saying is all of this stuff is not for you to believe it, but for it to fuel your contemplation. You can get the Gene Keys book by the author. He's an extraordinary author. His name is Richard Rodd, and he has a book called The Gene Keys, and it's a big, fat book. Extraordinary book, beautiful book. But he said it himself, this is just my opinion. This is what I downloaded from my connection with God. You need to get yours. But all of this stuff helps you, give you ideas, and inspires you. If you need it, if don't, then just sit down and look at the tree and say, God, speak to me. What the fuck is weakness? What is equality? What is tenderness? You got the shadow of weakness, the gift of equality, the city of tenderness. And like I always say, the real job, this is very simple. And it's hologenetic, which means every one of these circles are inside of all the others. When you got a breakthrough in each one of them, on any one of them, you have a breakthrough on all of them. Because it's like a hologram. The little part contains the whole. So when you're contemplating what is weakness, the main thing about this map is very simple. Going from the shadow to the gift. That's it. In this case, from weakness to equality. If it was in the purpose, from exhaustion to resolve. Evolution, from inertia to determination. Life's work, from indifference to versatility. That's it. That's the whole contemplation. And so, but you need to understand, you start overlaying this word, this keyword on your life experiences. If this is my radiance, I'm talking about John F. Kennedy, and this is what keeps me healthy, obviously that the shadow is weakness. I mean, but then the gift is equality? Why shouldn't it be strength? No. And this is why the jinkies are beautiful, because they have a very specific reason why there are these keywords. You're going to trigger specific contemplation in you. So let's look at line number 5 of, because the lines, the other thing I want to mention about the lines are like a slightly different angle to have this contemplation. And also there's at the bottom of the page, there's a chart where it has all the 64 gene keys and there's a couple flavors for the shadow, the repressed and the reactive. So you also want to look at that. Do I get reactive? Does this shadow get reactive? Does it get repressed? Do I suppress myself from life? There's the victim patterns. This is how we blame others for the experience that we haven't owned. And so let's look at the line 5, right? Line 5 of John F. Kennedy's radiance. And this is for all line 5s. Line 5 is about power. It's about transforming all line fives or of all the spheres, they all have a kind of like a similar theme. It's about expressing the gift. It's about it's about communicating an understanding of reality, something that you know, and it's just organic. It just comes directly from God, and it's communicating that, expressing, and the impact that that has in life. In this case, because we have, it would have been a different line on the evolution, or the life's work. In this case, in the purpose, we got line five is the voice frequency, which is related with line five impact. This is what I'm talking about. We'll get to the purpose next week, but the line five, its impact, and let's take a look at it. The fifth line, radiance, is designed to have a wide impact in society. The fifth line radiance is the most beguiling and mysterious. It can enchant you. These are also wicked people that use this power to ensnare other people. If they're in the shadow, right? Because it comes out. Weakness doesn't necessarily mean that you feel weak. It's how do you engage reality? How do you engage people? What is it that you give? There's a bunch of fucking weak leaders right now out there spewing spells on people and putting the gaslighting on people and telling people, you need to use the mask because you're going to infect everybody. But you also get to get the vaccine and put the mask on because you're going to infect everybody. But then if you're going to infect everybody, why do you need the vaccine in the first place? And people are not getting it. This shit doesn't make sense no matter how you spin this bullshit, right? But they're spinning this thing, and these people, whatever their shadow is, and they have a job. The job is for us to listen to the bullshit and say, fuck you, we're done. I understand this is a lie, and I'm not going to put up with it anymore. I don't have to. I understand what you're saying. It makes absolutely no sense. So this is just kind of like, you know, conversation about it. That's a shadow voice spoken from the fifth line, right? If you have, let's continue. If you have a fifth line radiance, other people will always sense that there is something about you that you may be able to help them in some way. It doesn't matter what your outer role is. People are really drawn to your inner essence. If you shy away from your power, you will therefore be hiding your light under a bush. As a fifth line, you may feel that others have an unrealistic expectation of you. This may be true, but you shouldn't let it stop it. You shouldn't let it stop you from having a positive impact in the world. You are a born leader, and your gift will always seek a practical outlet. As long as you're crystal clear with yourself and others about what you are promising, then your reputation will continue to grow. The fifth line has a great potential in our current technological age, since it naturally has a global reach. As you contemplate your gift, consider how you might use your gifts, to bring beneficial change and transformation to your chosen sphere of reality. Let me read this part again. The fifth line has a great potential in our current technological age, since it naturally has a global reach. And this is the power of influencers out there. Think about it. All the people using the technology to spread out the message. And that's why I always tell people, listen to me. I'm recording this thing in my closet, okay, on my phone. Get up a fucking phone and put your podcast up and just say it, right? Doesn't matter who you are. There's tons of people out there. There's different calls. I'm not saying everybody. If you feel the call to speak, say your truth, there's tons of subjects you can focus on. Anybody can do this. It's not at this point in reality, we have the reach. Even though they're trying to censor all of this stuff, we still have the internet. You know, it's just a matter they have corralled all the sheep in Facebook and all of these other places. But anyway, that's for another podcast. We've reached the end of the episode today. And I'm going straight into Telegram right now, from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. And you can just always stop by, say hi, feedback. Tell me what you would like to hear about, and just any questions. You got any questions about the Gene Keys or anything, or just comments and stuff? Go to the podcast, say hi, and subscribe to the news so you can actually pass this stuff around. It's very important. This stuff reaches out, and from now on, I'm always just going to have all the news in the Telegram. And if something happens, then it'll be somewhere else, and then I'll tell you. Thank you. Thank you very much for listening. I'm your host, Epifanio, and this is Planet Homemaking Podcast, and I wish you a wonderful rest of your day or evening. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.